Jay's joint. All right, Chino. Enough of that. Actually, it's going to be a lot more of that. Okay, so welcome to Jay's Joint. Yeah, it's been a little while since I've done a show. I was away for the holiday, blah, blah, blah. I had a cold for a while, and now I'm starting to actually feel better. So back in the swing of things, and it is January the 18th now, 2013. So welcome to 2013. Very lucky year indeed. So anyway, I decided today would be a little bit different in that I'm going to be playing a lot of music, actual full-length songs without interruption. I've been on a real big Deftones kick lately. I don't know why. I've been listening to a lot of their stuff, and I decided I'd do a little show on them, kind of showcase how awesome the Deftones are. And I was just laughing to myself as I was playing the song. I just love the conceit of the show. It's so great that, you know, I like something, so I somehow think that you should like it too because I like it, and that makes my opinion so very powerful. I don't know. It's really quite silly, but I'm doing it nonetheless because it's fun and it's a good way to kill some time. Anyway, so that was a song called "Be Quiet and Drive" from the Deftones from '97. Actually, that was off the second album, Around the Fur. First album being Adrenaline, which was good album. It didn't necessarily receive a whole lot of attention, but it was good enough that by the time their sophomore album Around the Fur came around, people were pretty excited about it, and it had a couple of really great singles, one of them being that one that I just played, Be Quiet and Drive, and also a really good track from I wouldn't say from the Matrix soundtrack, it was from the album Around the Fur, obviously, but it was used in the Matrix soundtrack. And it's called My Own Summer. Now, this is one of those tracks off of a soundtrack album that was never featured in the film. And it's interesting to me because there are other songs that you can hear. There's a Massive Attack song being played while Neo is asleep at his computer during the beginning of the movie that they don't put on the soundtrack. I guess it has to do with rights to songs, but it's always interesting to me when you hear a song in a film that doesn't show up in the soundtrack when there are like five songs that don't appear in the film that are on the soundtrack. Whatever. Anyway, the point is, this is one of those songs that didn't make it onto the soundtrack, along with Ministry's Bad Blood, which is a fantastic track, which is off their Dark Side of the Spoon album, Ministry. In my opinion, their weakest album. I was actually looking through allmusic.com because I like to read what the reviewers have to say there, and they totally disagreed with me, saying that Filth Pig was by far a weaker album, which I don't really understand, but the point is, we have The Matrix and My Own Summer, in parentheses, Shove It, from the Deftones. The Deftones, by the way, were formed 1988, I want to say-ish, around that time. And they didn't really start releasing anything until 95, but the thing was they were formed, 88, in Sacramento, California, when they were all in high school. You know, Stephen Carpenter, the guitarist, Abe Cunningham on drums, and Chino Moreno, of course, on vocals. And then they picked up Chi Chang, the bassist, along the way. And then now they actually have a DJ as well, a DJ, turntable, keyboardist kind of guy, Frank Delgado, that plays with them. But, So they're rocking it out in high school and finally got signed to Maverick Records sometime in the early 90s and released Adrenaline in 95. And then Around the Fur came out in 97. Actually, both released in October. How lovely. But anyway, here is a little taste of My Own Summer. This is actually one of my personal favorite Deftones songs, because I think this is the first one I can remember hearing. Again, from the Matrix soundtrack, I was like, this is a cool band. And I started to give them a lot more attention following the release of that soundtrack. But here we go with My Own Summer. And again, I'm going to not blab through these, so just enjoy the songs. I think the Deftones have a very unique style in that they have very hard riffs and obviously very heavy guitars, but also kind of an ethereal quality about them. And Chino Moreno kind of goes back and forth between singing very softly and screaming. And it's a good combo. He uses it to great effect. I think other bands have tried to emulate that and it doesn't work out so well, especially with some of the screamo stuff I've heard, which is just awful. But I think these guys are the real deal. So here is My Own Summer from the Deftones. Hold on. See, what you got to do when you're in radio is be prepared. And unfortunately, I was far from being prepared. Anyway, here we go. Once again, My Own Summer from the Deftones. Oh. And there you have it with a very, very cold ending there. Very abrupt. Cold, as it's called in the radio industry. Anyway, that was My Own Summer, in parentheses, Shove It, from the Deftones. I love that song. That song was in extreme heavy rotation during the summer of 1999. Actually, really from the spring throughout the summer of 99 after The Matrix came out, because that was one of those movies I fell in love with instantly. It's still in my top five, I think, of all time. I just think it's such a well-crafted, visually stunning, awesomely kick-ass movie. And that song always conjures up just images of Morpheus and Trinity and Neo kicking ass. But it's also just a really, really good song with a really cool riff. So that one came out in 97. They took a little bit of a break. They had an EP that was released, I believe, in 99. And then they came back in 2000 with their album White Pony. This would be, of course, I'm talking about the Deftones, if you're just tuning in, which wouldn't make any sense because you had to, whatever. I like actually several tracks off this album. There actually is a pretty cool track that features Maynard James Keenan from Tool. And the thing about White Pony was that it deviated slightly from their kind of a little bit faster. They're not really not a speed metal band by any means, but a little bit less aggressive. And I think that kind of scared record executives because, you know, they wanted the band, of course, to put out something that sounded exactly like their last album, because that's the psychology that they have. But, you know, as with any good artist, I think you start to evolve, or at least start to dabble in other, not necessarily genres, but at least, you know, styles, and maybe, you know, tweaking the way your band produces things, and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But apparently they didn't like that so much over at the record company, according to what I've read. And so there is a song called Back to School, which was unreleased on the first, I guess, on the initial pressings of the album, because they just, you know, they put it out there. And I don't know if the response was more tepid than they anticipated or what. But I guess they finally went back to the band and said, hey, look, you know, you guys don't sound the same. And that really pissed off Chino Moreno, who's the lead singer. And he's like, fine, you know, you got a problem with that? Let me show you how easy it is to write a hit song in a day. So apparently the band got together and very quickly came and wrote this song, Back to School. And despite the fact that Chino kind of raps on this song, you know, it's still in the vein of Deftones. And I don't know. I've always kind of taken issue with critics who lump them in with the nu metal category, because Deftones, I mean, they might have emerged around the same time, but they don't really possess the same qualities as, say, like Korn or Limp Bizkit or stuff like that, which is, you know, nu metal. Nu with the umlaut, of course, making it excessively stupid. So Back to School is a pretty good jam. I like it. It's got some good angst to it. And again, I don't know if that's because A, they were really pissed off at the record company, or they were just trying to make it super angsty to please them, or both. Anyway, it's a cool song, and here it is. Here's Deftones with Back to School. So ride! Give me a break, I'm on some other mess. That's what I'm talking about. That is what I'm talking about. So there you go. Back to School from the Deftones. I love that song. I think it's really kick-ass. I was reading comments, actually. I was watching the video for that not too long ago. And it's a pretty silly video. I mean, it's basically Chino Moreno, you know, in late 20s, early 30s, walking around in a high school classroom. But someone, of course, you know, there's the inevitable a-holes. It's a podcast. Assholes on the comment section that were, you know, giving the guitarist hell for not being like Eddie Van Halen or John Petrucci or something like that. And I always really hate that because it doesn't just because you're really technically sound doesn't necessarily mean you're a good songwriter. And with the Deftones, okay, yes, so you don't have like crazy soloing or, you know, a lot of tapping or really, really technical things going on, but Steve Carpenter is doing a good job, I think, with the guitars. I mean, it's good heavy stuff. Now, I that being said, this would be, I'm sure, would piss off some people, but I mean, I would rather listen to Deftones than Van Halen. I mean, Van Halen's fun, but that's what I think. They're more of a fun band. It's more, you know, like Panama and Jump and all that kind of stuff. I mean, those are fun rock songs, but Deftones is a lot darker and heavier, and I mean, that's more in my vein, in the vein of my likes. It's more up my alley. I don't know what I'm trying to say. Well, I know what I'm trying to say. I'm just not saying it. Anyway, I prefer this style over stuff like Van Halen. And even though, like, you know, like I said, John Petrucci, who's, of course, probably one of the most amazing guitarists who ever walked the earth, and has performed at Dream Theater for years. As much as I like some prog rock, I'd still rather listen to this because a lot of it comes down to, you know, whether I can groove to a song, and these songs have a high level of groovability, I believe, as opposed to some prog stuff. You can't really rock out as well when you're playing like really fast songs in like 11/8 or whatever. So I definitely enjoy this, and those people be damned thinking that the Deftones are not a good band because they're not playing insane, crazy riffs and very technically insanely hard solos. Okay, so, yes. What? Okay. What? Okay. Next. I'm going to play a song off the album White Pony called Change in the House of Flies, which I think is a very good song, also very, very dark. And I really enjoy the way they break it down in, I guess, the chorus, if you want to call it that, towards the end. It's quite beautiful in a, you know, very, I don't know, I wouldn't say dissonant way, because it's not dissonant, but it's, you know, it's not what you would classically call beautiful, but I think it is definitely a very powerful song. What else was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I was going to mention this earlier, because it's been pissing me off for years. In the song My Own Summer, he says, when the two hits the six and it's summer. I've been trying forever to figure out what the hell that means. When the two hits the six, 26, no. Like, second hand hitting the six? Does that make any sense? I don't know. Someone please explain that to me, because I want to know what two and six hitting each other has to do with the summer. I don't know. Maybe it's some inside thing that we'll never know. But if someone has an interpretation of that, I'd like to hear it, because it's confounding me. Anyway, so Change in House of Flies, not as heavy as a song in terms of, you know, rockability, but it's good. It's really good, and which is why I'm going to play it for you. Yeah, whatever. So, my friends, here we go with Change in the House of Flies off the White Pony album from the Deftones. Yeah, see, I fucked that up. Let me start that over. Okay, that's better now. Here we go, KJAY. Thank you. Whoa. Hello, bad connection. There you go. So there is Change in the House of Flies by Deftones. And I'm going to put this mic back in the stand. Hold on. Time out. And we're back, I think, I hope. So anyway, yeah, another thing about the Deftones I was going to mention is that they are a visually very unassuming rock band in that, you know, you check the guys out, they look like surfer dudes from California. So they're all rocking, you know, like Airwalks and or Vans or whatever is the in vogue trend nowadays. And they, you know, rocking the baseball hats and just looking very down to earth and chill. So you won't find them looking like guys from Dimmu Borgir or Marilyn Manson, which you're, you know, automatically you're like, all right, that guy's in a rock band. Or he works at like a goth massage parlor or something like that, but probably a rock band. These guys, much like Helmet, give out a very heavy style, but they you know, they look like dudes you would run into it like on the pier or something like that, you know. So that's another good song from them. I'm going to move ahead with this fun stuff. We have their self-titled album, which was, I guess, their fourth studio album, and it it was okay. It definitely had kind of hits and misses. The single I'm going to play here, Minerva, is a really great track, and I have a 45 that I managed to get, I think, in Amoeba somewhere, and or actually I think I had it at the Electric Chair here in Huntington, and it had a really cool B-side, because they covered, actually speaking of Helmet, they covered Helmet's Sinatra from their debut album, but I don't think that's actually on the album itself. It was just a B-side kind of throwaway thing. But anyway, Minerva here is a good song. It actually follows, I think, Change in the House of Flies rather well. It's kind of the same style of song, and it's quite beautiful, I find. What will you find? That has yet to be determined. Let's check this out. So here's Minerva from the Deftones. We'll be right back. And there you have it. There's Minerva. Wonderful little track there from the Deftones with their self-titled fourth studio album. And I truly enjoy that song quite a bit. It's a good rainy day song, I think. So their next album actually was entitled Saturday Night Wrist. I'm going to play some stuff off the release that came after that, which was Diamond Eyes, which is a really cool album. And if you somehow manage to hear this in your car, if you have a good system, this would be one to turn it up on, man, because this is a rocker right here. Rocket Skates, kick-ass track here. Nice little rocking song in 6/8. I like the riff here. I really like Chyna Moreno's vocal choices in this song. I think it's pretty badass, and I'm just mad because I can't do the woo as high and as loud as he can do his woo. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you will find out shortly. I'm going to keep this one a little bit short. I'm going to probably stick around, 45 minutes? I'm going to play one or two more songs and then bizounce, because, you know, in case you're not a fan of the Deftones, this is not going to be your cup of tea. But probably next show, let me think. I've had a couple requests. I'd like to do continue the whole 90s series, but I also want to do a show sometime soon all about Typo Negative, because they're one of my favorite bands ever. And I could probably make a couple shows out of that, but we'll see. Anyway, if you have any suggestions, by the way, just let me know. I need to set up a Facebook page. I might do that this evening. If not, just comment on the Podomatic site. That's totally, totally fine. Totally acceptable. And just let me know. Still in this whole solo podcast thing, I haven't even delved into the film yet. So definitely we'll get around to that at some point. But for the time being, still doing some tunes here. Actually, speaking of movies, that being said, Last Stand came out today. New Arnold flick. Can't wait to see that one. Probably check that out this weekend sometime. And it's actually gotten some pretty decent reviews. So, you know, usually the critics are, you know, spare no mercy for Arnold and his movies because they think they're just dumb. And, you know, maybe they are, but that doesn't stop me from enjoying them thoroughly. Anyway, back to the music. We have this album Diamond Eyes, which has a really cool owl on the cover. I don't know why I'm talking about that, but I don't know. Every time I see it, it's very striking to me. And Rocket Skates is such a badass song. I can't even tell you. It's so cool. So instead of me just blabbing about it, how about if I just play it for you? Because that would, you know, let it speak for itself. So here we go. Here's, crank this one up if you're into some good rocking shit here. Here's Rocket Skates and the Deftones off Diamond Eyes. We'll be right back. Hells to the yes, baby. Oh, I love that track. That's a really good, let's drive really fast in the freeway kind of track. Really kick ass. I really love that song. So moving along, as we are approaching, I believe, 45 minutes, so I want to keep this one a little bit. Yeah, it's going to be a little bit longer, but whatever. Anyway, we're going to move on to their newest album, which was released this year, and it is called, well, hold on, let me pull it up first so I can mispronounce it correctly. And it's called Koi no Yokan. I'm sure I butchered that. It's Japanese, apparently, and it means premonition of love. Anyway, there you go. But I guess I'm pronouncing that, at least that's to the best of my ability. Here's a really cool song called Leathers, and I'll leave you with that. By the way, if you enjoy this, great. I'm happy. If you don't enjoy it, well, then I'm sorry I failed you, and I fail at life. But so be it. If you enjoy this, though, please do let me know. I would appreciate that. And I'm going to, again, try to get a Facebook page, because I only have, you know, two other Facebook fan pages type things to, you know, fuel my security, I guess, to boost my ego, to make me feel more like a man when I am just a very sad little person here in an apartment with a microphone. No, it's quite all right, really. Don't cry for me, Argentina. The next show, again, I'm not exactly sure the content, but it hopefully will come out early next week. And I always appreciate suggestions and things. So, again, thanks for listening if you did. And if you didn't, then, well, you're not going to hear this. So, fuck off. Here we go with the last track that I'm going to play for you tonight. And this, again, is Af Koi no Yokan. God, every person in Japan is laughing at me right now. Anyway, here's Leathers. The Deftones one more time, and they rock, so go listen to their tunes. You'll be a better person, I guess. Here we go, and I will talk to you next time. Peace out.